世间万物的存在必定有其存在的价值和意义，每一个事物的产生必定有其产生的根源，并非凭空而降。嗨，你好吗？你现在收听到的是可可英语趣味英语起源问，我是 Yuki。 In our today's program, we are going to learn about borrow trouble or ask for troubleAsk for trouble, 也就是自寻苦恼、杞人忧天的意思。其实刚刚有读完了上面这两条短语之后呢，初学英语的人呢都会觉得非常的奇怪。Borrow a book, borrow a pen 都是可以的，但是呢 borrow trouble 又是什么意思呢？到底怎么样来解释呢？其实呢，该短语在美式英语中用得非常的普遍，它的意思就是 to worry for nothing about trouble that may not come, make trouble for yourself needlessly。 它跟汉语中的杞人忧天的意思呢非常的接近。关于 ask for trouble,一些英汉词典呢将它同 borrow trouble 等同起来，实际上呢两者只是近义词而已，在意义上还是有差别的。该短语呢侧重于由于自己的行为而招致的麻烦，多指在客观上的因素，而 borrow trouble 则偏重于精神上的原因。所以呢大家一定要记好，不要弄混淆了。 askFor trouble, 侧重于自己的行为招来的麻烦，指客观上的因素，多指客观上的因素，而 borrow trouble 则偏重于精神上的原因。Okay, let's take a look at some examples. 我们来看看下面这些相关的例句吧。Don't borrow trouble by worrying about next year. Don't borrow trouble by worrying about next year.不要为明年的事情瞎操心了。Don't borrow trouble by worrying about next year. Number two, we too often borrow trouble and anticipate what may never appear. We too often borrow trouble and anticipate what may never appear. 我们常常自寻烦恼，杞人忧天。We too often borrow trouble and anticipate what may never appear. Number three. 我们来看看第三个例句吧。The boss is not in a good mood now. You'd better not ask for trouble. The boss is not in a good mood now. You'd better not ask for trouble. 老板现在心情不好，你最好不要自找麻烦了。The boss is not in a good mood now. You'd better not ask for trouble. Okay, take a look at the last example. 我们来看看最后一个相关的例句吧。Don't ask for trouble. You'd better run away. Don't ask for trouble. You'd better run away. 不要再抱怨了，这个结果是你自找的。Don't ask for trouble.You'd better run away. Okay, that's all about our today's program. Today we learn about borrow trouble or ask for trouble. Please remember. Okay, so much for today. See you next time. Bye bye.